the more you live long, eh? You know, when you hit 50 years, how many of you are 50? When you hit 50, it means you have less years to live. Like us. I'm not going to live another 50 years. Hello? Do you know that? Even when you're in your 40s, you might not hit 90. So you've got less years to live. It means this. Take it very serious. Heaven is very real. There is life after death. It is extremely rare, rarer than the chair you are sitting on there. Therefore, make sure you have your treasures in heaven, not on earth. Make sure that something is awaiting you on the other side. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world, all the things, and lose his soul? I'm saying that to say this. We have to live a life of purpose. We have to live a life of meaning. That is what makes life worth living. Without it, life is useless. You know, Paul says, if in life we only have hope in the afterlife, then we have all, if, and there's truly no life after death, we have all men most what? Miserable. You might as well party, you know, do all those things that people do, because there's nothing after death. But if there is, then it behoves us that we live a very purposeful life. That is why we have to be missional. What really matters at the end of the day is what you did in the name of the Lord. Everything else will not what? Matter. That's why we have to be missionaries. We have to be people who God has called to serve and to do his will. Jesus Christ, you know, if you live missional, you understand. You understand why you do what you do. Other than that, you'll be floating through life, you know that, and all of that. And as I teach later on, there will be more clarity to it. Go with me to John chapter 12, verse 27. The reason why we have to be a missional people and why we have to be servant leaders is because there's a reason why there's a cause. John 12, 27. And then we'll go to 18:37. So by John 12, 37, listen to Jesus. Now my soul is troubled. You know, even Jesus gets troubled in his soul. So if you get trouble in your soul, don't worry. It's normal. When you get stressed and kind of, my soul is troubled, or I'm disturbed, I'm kind of stressed. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Save me from this situation. Save me from that problem. Save me from this. No, for it was this very reason that I came to this hour. One version says, for it was for this cause that I was born. I was born to go to the cross. But the situation looked very dangerous and very, should I say, Father, deliver me from this? No. For this cause, I was born. What is the cause for which you were born? That's what we call missional. What is the cause? What is the reason why God has kept you all these years? Mama Campbell, what is the reason why you are still alive? And now that your friends and family are there, some are dead and gone. Why? For what cause? To just live and breathe? No. There's a divine purpose. 18:37. John. This is Pilate. He says, you are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came to this world is to testify to the truth. One version says, for this cause I was born, to become king. What is your cause? When King David took some food to his brothers when there was a war, and Goliath was insulting the armies of God, and David decided he was going to confront Goliath, and his brothers, senior brothers, said, what's wrong with you? You are this little boy, just keep quiet, these are for men. And then David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason why I need to confront this guy who is insulting God's armies and kill him? What is your cause? If you're going to live missional, you must have a cause. You must have a reason. I'm reminded about something that Governor sent and said we should all watch, and I watched it. I was so blessed, eh? The testimony of a certain gentleman called Randy Impact. I like that name. He changed his name to Impact. Randy Impact. The man who wanted to be the richest man in the whole of Africa. That was his dream. He got saved in the university and he decided, I want to be the richest man in the whole Africa and just give the money for the kingdom work. That was his dream. And he started making money. He had 11 or is it 11 businesses, making money, big show, winning awards all over the world. Top 100 young entrepreneurs in Africa. He was one of them, won plenty awards. His wife was a lawyer. So one day he went to a conference by Bishop Dag. And if any issue that is not concerning money, he won't go there. Because everything was about money. Not to for the glory of God. That was his dream. So he went to this conference. The conference was kind of the way they titled it. It's as if how to make money, you know, something like that. So he went with his note right in the front to take notes, the steps to make more money. This is not a failure, you know. You're talking about, he's a young guy. I'm not sure whether he's in his maybe late 20s or so. So you can imagine by the time he's 40, he'll definitely be the richest man in Africa. Anyway, so he sat down and the pastor came. The pastor said, why are you all here coming to listen to me how to make money when I'm evangelist? Something like that. You should all be doing the work of God, not trying to make money. He said, when the man said that, the thing hit him. But then he was still waiting for the steps. You give the steps to make the money. That's what I'm here for. So he didn't give the steps. He said, you should all be doing. So when he went to his room with his wife, he told his wife, there were different sessions. He told his wife, said, are you going to the next session? I said, no, I don't think so. The man is not giving the steps how to make money. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he felt as if he should stop this ambition and do God's work. He felt it. So he and his wife started discussing it. He said he handed over all his business, signed it over to some guys or whatever. But he was still not sure. You know, when you have money and your money is there, it's not easy to give up. So he and his wife would discuss. And you know where he was supposed to go? A typical village in Ghana. I'm talking about village, where fetish, where the worship of idols, very strong. Because his grandfather was an idol worshiper. He was one of the top fetish priests. So he would be battling. Then one day when he woke up, his wife wasn't there. His wife was in the bed. So he checked out. The wife was in there. He called the wife. Hey, sweetheart, where are you? Vivian, where are you? He said, I've taken the lead. I've gone to the village. His wife just could not stand all this inconsistency. He that observed the wind, she was gone. He said, sweetheart, I'm gone. Okay, I'm coming to join you then. Went and then joined the wife. The wife, a lawyer, he a rich man. They left all of that just to serve God. In villages. In a village. Makatabaya. This is purpose. A missionary. He said he went. You should see his church. And he started about 7 or 8 people. He said he started crusades. He started preaching, he and the wife. First preaching, he preached. 700 people, I think, gave their life to Christ. Can you buy, can money buy that? 700. In a village, you know, not in the city of Accra, or like village. You should see village, proper village. I was so impressed when I watched. I said, wow. Wow, I hope men and women will rise up from life center and be like that. Amen. People will give up everything and say, we are doing God's work. You should see what he has built in the village. I've never seen anybody build anything like that. You should see the church he has built there. The last time meeting, they had 3,000 souls. Say, every day when I wake up, from village to village, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. His ambition for money has now turned into an ambition for souls. And he's just winning them in droves. That is living a life of purpose. And the wife, they've left all their practicing, no practicing law. I said, what a woman. Wouldn't you be glad to marry to a woman like that? Aaron. Nathaniel. I'm always getting it wrong. You should pray for such a woman. Not a woman who says, hey, where are you going? Where is the money going to come from? You are leaving this business and how are we going to cope? You know, they went and they lived in one room, one small room, a shack. His father's old house, one room. They were living there. Say one day a man came to him and said, "You are doing God's work. I've got this 4-bedroom bungalow. Take it." You see, when you do God's work, God will sponsor it. We are calculating how is the thing going to work. That's our problem. That is our problem. I've been telling you, if God said build that school, he will build it. It doesn't need you to go running and say, "I'm doing this for pig money." I don't believe in that. If God said it, God will meet it. Thank God for the wife. I'm so impressed by the wife. Say, "Sweetheart, I've gone ahead of you. We've been talking about it. How long are we going to keep on talking about it? I've moved." Purpose. That's what we're talking about. Missional leadership. Your ambition should not be just to just marry and have children. What is that for? Hello? Oh, it's gone quiet here now. I say it's gone quiet here now. Look, if I can inspire you to live with destiny, I will die very well. Where are my children? Yes. You must live with purpose. One of the things I'm going to teach is this. There's a cultural bondage that all that people do is to go to school, learn, and get a job. It's a curse. It's not right. That's not why we are alive, to get a goal, to have a good degree and get a job. What's that for? It means that the system has controlled you already. You know? You must live with purpose. And the interesting thing I've discovered is people who have ambition and wire for other things, when they get saved, they achieve more for God. Because this gentleman, his excellency, he has taken you to the village. You see, when you see people who are very dynamic, unbelievers especially, wire, selling drugs, when they get saved, it will shock you what they will do. The same zeal and zest, they will bring it and they will advance God's kingdom. That is what we need to have as believers. Missional. Mission means you have a vision and you are acting upon a vision and action. That's what it means. And I tell you, all that matters is about souls. Whatever way, whether you are doing good work, social action, in the long run, it all must lead to the saving of souls and making disciples for Christ. The man, just 3 years in a village where there are not so many people, 3,000 people. We are living in a city of 10 million people. And if you add all the churches in London together, it will not be 1 million people. All the churches now meeting, if you add all the people in London, it's not 1 million. It means 9 million people have to be saved in this city. Amen. There's plenty room at the cross. We have to be missional. I cannot live my life just, what do I want in life, you know? You are going on missions this week, isn't it? Look at your age. You are going on missions. You got young, bloodied people with strength. Your reward will be great. Yes. Your reward will be very great. You have no idea. Spending your own money. Going to do God's work. While some are sitting there, they want cars. They want houses. Be a missional person. You don't have to go to a village. Just live your life with clear purpose that I am here to advance the cause of Christ. All the other things, God will take care of it. All the other things, you and you are clamoring. Look at this man. Somebody, I'm sure he's going to get more plenty houses. Not just that, you know. He showed pictures where people are coming from all over the world, lots of whites, coming to that village. It's like John the Baptist in the wilderness and everybody was going there. I said, how can this man be in that place? Everybody is going there. They are bypassing all the people in the city in Accra. Purpose. Look, live with purpose. Our little needs, God will take care of. God cares for those things. He said, look, you can't even make one hair grow on your head and I care for you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Somebody should test God this year and say, God, I'm devoting and dedicating myself to the cause. And God will show himself faithful to you. It will not happen immediately, but God can never lie. We should train our children to become kingdom advancers. You're not going to school to come and get a job. What for? I'm not saying get a job, but the whole system, you know, is organized like that. Go to school, the whole culture, and become one of the workforces. purpose. You must be a servant leader, a missional lead. This year, that's what we'll be teaching a lot. I'm going to now teach you the principles of leadership, principles of a missionary. You will find that when you will sleep well, because you know that your life is helping to help others, is glorifying Christ. Every day you must make a difference in somebody's life. If you want to live a very, if you want to sleep well, in the midst of it, your husband will come. In the midst of it, your wife will come. In the midst of it, the money you need will come. The car you want to drive, you can get it and say, I don't want it anymore. Give it to somebody. I just want to drive all this banger. Hallelujah. You can now choose. People will be inviting you. Invites you never thought would come. It will happen. Dignitaries that you thought you never met, you'll be meeting them. Because your work will speak volumes. But if we chase the wrong things in life, if we follow vain glory, our life will not amount to anything. At times I wish I have the young ones, like the Nathaniels, because you guys, they are easy to influence you and turn you to be wild for Christ. The old people is very hard. They are already settled. They don't want to change. You want to change. I'm just saying the truth. Young people are more easily what? Influence and become great. They have more energy and strength as well. Yes. I think maybe I should pastor young people more. I leave the old people for Harold. Then I will fire. You see, they'll become great and wow. Yes. But they are easy. They want to learn. They just suck in. They don't have all these calculations. If I do what Pastor John is saying, how is the bill, light bill going to be paid? And this going, you are calculating all of that. Then you are stamped down. And you can't do anything. Young people don't have all those cares. They don't think like that. They want to be wild. They want to live for something. Design also. You want something to live for. But when you marry and you are a bit in your 40, you are beginning to think of pension and this and that. So your life becomes a bit mundane. Catherine, you live for God. Amen. Catherine, you live for God. You do great things. Amen. Because you devote your life to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You are not just studying to get a job. So that is what it's about. Missional leadership. I want to live with mission. I want to die with joy and gladness that my children are wild for Christ. They are devoted to Christ. They are serving Christ. Their giftings and skills and abilities is advancing God's kingdom. That's all that matters. Because look, we are here for a short time. Is that not so? Very short time. At times it seems as if it's very what? Far. It's not far at all. Very soon we'll be giving up the ghost. And then you'll be asked, what did you do for me? That's all that matters. And Jesus is our example, is that not so? Did you see Jesus came to do anything for himself? He said, no. All that I am here for is the Father's will. One day Jesus was so hungry and there was no food. He sent 12 people to go and get food for him. Can you imagine? One person hungry, 12 people all go. I don't know. Because Jesus wanted to speak to the woman at the well, I don't know. You know, everything is organized by God, you know. At times, you don't know even your life. Eh? Everything is orchestrated by God. It will shock you. Even at times, you want to wake up and see, you wake up at 7. There's a reason why. Look, if you give your life, everything about your life is controlled by God. What story was I saying now? I was saying the stories. No. Hey, are you here? You are not here. I'm also not here. We should be all here. I'll get the laugh. Yeah, Jesus was hungry. Thank you. You are here. God bless you, son. Jesus was hungry. He wanted food. He sent some people away. Eh? So whilst they went, he dealt with the woman with the issue, the woman with the plenty husbands and the one that wasn't married too. He tells you, Jesus cares for everybody. Christians should never judge anybody. The woman had 5 husbands. So if you are a divorcee, you can't preach, you can't do this. Nonsense. That woman became evangelist, won the whole city to Christ, Samaria. You see, religious people, you know, you've done this, so you are disqualified. Who told you? As long as you repent, you're okay. God will still use you. Anyway, so the disciples came back. I'm sure they brought food, Kentucky fried chicken, burger, everything. They said, Jesus, the food is here. Jesus said, no. I have food to eat. Now you have no idea. I have a purpose. I have a cause. It's because of people like this woman. That is why I came. It means that his passion and cause was higher than even his hunger. Your passion for Christ should be higher than the shoe you want to buy, or the shirt you want to buy, or the holiday you want to go to. Because of the cause of Christ, you are willing to put down that money for Christ. Spend it and go on mission. Hallelujah. Spend it and go and help somebody who is poor. Yeah. There's a cause. I want us to live with a cause, with a reason, with a purpose. And all the other natural needs, God will take care of them. There's nobody who can say that God has disappointed them. And by the way, if your prayers are not being answered at times, you have to ask yourself why. Because at times they are what? Hindrances that is blocking the prayers. You know that at times maybe your pride. Because if God answers that prayer, we will never get rest of mind again. So it's not that God is not a prayer answering God. It's because of my pride. If God were to answer and fill this place now, hey, then nobody can now talk to me. The bodyguards I will have now. And this and that and that and that. That so God said, no, you are not ready for that. So at times our prayers are not answered because of certain issues in our lives that ought to be dealt with. I'm not getting amen here now. I'm helping somebody. We have to be missional leaders. And I can tell you to do this. You see, the boy was saying that the gentleman was talking about ran the impact. He said it wasn't easy. Making that decision, you think it was easy? You thought it was just easy? He said it was very difficult. The flesh doesn't like such things. It wasn't easy. That is why his wife went. Thank God for such a woman, man. Wow. Thank God my wife is like that. Hallelujah. Yes. You want me who drive? Who say, go for God's kingdom. Not the one who say, hey, where are you going? You haven't loved me today. You haven't hugged me today. And you are saying you are going evangelism. What's wrong with you? You know, there are some women like that. They become the center of the whole thing. No. You are supposed to help the man to accomplish the dream. I didn't get the men from you, Chichi. Oh, yes. Push the man. You are there. Help him. Encourage him. Go. 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 We are going together. You see that God will bless such a union. Blah. Joy. Everything is flowing. The children are blessed. The home is happy. Things are flowing. You find Christian husbands and wife fighting. Uppercut. There's a karate chop. You think I'm joking, eh? What for? You see, when there's a cause, you don't have time for that. When there's a cause, a common enemy, something we achieve, we don't have time to squabble. We are going for something that come on, that's something that we are going for. But when there's no cause, even a church, when there's no cause, we fight among ourselves. Excuses and all kind of things, just because there's no, we are living for nothing. So we turn against ourselves. We have to be missional leaders. So we can make a difference to the glory. I want great crowns when I go to heaven. I want to fulfill God's will for my life. I want to do God's will. And to do that, it should be a blessing to people. Whatever gifting and graces God has given to me is to use it to help others. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. There's a cause why God saved me. God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me as an apostle to the Gentiles. That's what I live for. I am living for that. He says, I count all things but what? Loss, just like this gentleman did. There's a cause. I like in David as well. You always living with a cause. If you read, I think, some chronicles, somebody said, no, Psalm 78, it says, and God called David from the sheepfold and brought him to lead his people. God has a cause for David's life. All the things David went through was to become a great shepherd to Israel. Everything you are going through, God will use it. Amen. Every situation, God will use it. Every challenge, every difficulty. It's all part of God orchestrating. All of it, God will use it. And please, when you are serving God, I want to remind you, being a missionary doesn't mean that everything will become hunky-dory. Am I correct? Hunky-dory means that not everything is going to what? Easy. Because you will face what? Opposition. Those of you who want to become very missionary, and I pray everybody become, very soon you'll start singing Jimmy Cliff's song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Go on. Gonna be bright. Gonna be bright. Sunshiny day. Very soon it will be a sunshine day for you. You see that I can see clearly now. I can see clearly now. First I wasn't seeing, everything was foggy. I didn't know what I was like. But now I can see clearly now. The rain, the foggy. You see, when you have vision, you see that it becomes clear for you in life. When you wake up, you are happy. You are excited because you are living for something. Hallelujah. You sing, not only that song, you sing another song. Something inside so strong. I know that I can make it. You do me wrong, so wrong. Oh no. Something inside so strong. Something inside so strong, I'm willing to die for it. You see, when you get to that place, when you are willing to die for that, you become great. When you are willing to die for that dream, then you know that you've qualified for greatness. But you know, at times, some of us, we say we'll follow till what? Trouble hits. Pastor John, I know I said so. Bye-bye. Hello. If you leadership meet, if you are finding it tough. You know, some people like that, I'll be there with you, Pastor John, I'm there. Then, situation or care, where it's contrary. Pastor John, can I be excused? You shall not be that, Catherine and Catherine. You will suffer for Christ. You will swear to your own head. Even if you have to die, believe God. At school, stand for Jesus. Don't be like your friends. If they all reject you, say, I am for Christ. Let the whole world reject me. I will stand for Christ. Let that be your testimony. Then you see what God will do with your life. It will shock you what God will do with you. We must have strength. This is not my message, by the way. I'm speaking prophetically. Is that okay? Joshua, you are an evangelist. Do you know that? Every day, very soon, you should bring 10 people to church every Sunday. You are an evangelist. You should believe. Say, I am evangelist. Yes, you are. So through your whatever you are doing, it's true that souls will be saved. And you disciple them. You have followers. Followers following you are discipling them. Wow, for Christ. Yes, you must believe that. You must believe that with everything inside you. Ask the Holy Ghost to come upon you. Holy Ghost, possess me, help me to fulfill my destiny. Look, if you're going to fulfill God, if I'm going to fulfill God, I must be ready to sacrifice everything. People who get to that place always achieve greatness. I wonder how somebody go to a village. You see, we talk about all these ancestral spirits. His father was a fetish priest leader. Even the demons could, his father's demons could not stop him. The demons are chasing me, familiars. They couldn't stop him. When God is for you and you are doing God's work, who can stand against you? God will fight all your battles for you. Amen. You will not sleep with one eye open thinking somebody is chasing you. You know, you understand that phrase? Sleeping with one eye open, you don't feel safe. So you always fear. Look, if you are serving God, you will sleep peacefully. Like Peter, who was going to be killed the following day. The Bible says he was so fast asleep. Angels have to strike him to wake him up. When you are in God's will, you are cool. You are calm. Hallelujah. So I pray, this is my heart for this church. And wherever I go, that people will live for Christ. As for your personal needs, I know God will take care of them. Those are not issues at all. God will sort them all out. There's a scripture. that I want to show you that God will sort your problems out for you. So don't focus on that. Go with me to 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. Then I'll come and if whatever time I have, I'll start teaching on what I need to teach. 1 Chronicles 29 from verse 11. This is one of the verses I read most of the time before I pray, just to focus on the Lord. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. Go on. For everything in heaven is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. Go on. You are exalted, I said, over all. Go on. Wealth and honor come from who? Wealth and honor come from who? Do you believe that if you want wealth, it comes from God? You know that wealth is given by God, not the devil. God can decide, I'm going to make you wealthy. And nobody can do anything about it. Wealth, I don't know, I read the Bible, Nathaniel. God says wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of what? All things. Look, this scripture should make you so secured and settled. In your hands is strength and what? Power. And this is what I like, to exalt and to give strength to all. So if you are here weak, strength comes from the Lord. Say, he gives strength. Covenant, he gives strength to all. So, Father, I need strength today. You are the one who has all the power, strength. Inject, give me some injection. You know they give injection. Did you ever give injection before? You know, to boost the person. God can give injection of strength. Something is happening to me now. I was weak. Look, we have to leave this. It is very rare. He gives strength to all. It depends on whether you believe it or not. I believe it very much. If I need strength, I lied. I say, Father, strengthen me, Holy Ghost. Within 30 minutes, you find I have supernatural strength. I don't know where it came from. He gives strength. That is for somebody here today who say they are weak. Who say they don't know what to do. God give us strength to all. May that be your portion. In the name of Jesus, he give us strength to all. Believe these things. Look, believe it. Accept it to be so. There's power in the scriptures. Let's go to today's message. I've got only 9 minutes. Don't worry. We'll be teaching it for quite some time. So very soon we'll do a total vision casting and everything. You know, so I just want to lay some foundations. So don't worry. Say, we'll get there. I'm very sure I'm going to be so proud of you guys doing mighty works for God, great things for God. In the face of any opposition, you will become great. Satan cannot stop you. As long as you make up your mind, God will use you. Hallelujah. So I want to talk to you about how to be a missional leader. How? Because we have to teach you the hows and so forth. By the way, the why, I've given you the why. The why of anything is more important than the how and the what you do. So for instance, if you don't know why you do food bank, after some time you get upset. If you don't know why, if I don't know why I'm here, the why is always important than the how and the what. I've spoken a little bit about the why already, but now we're going to go into the how, the processes. How to be a missional leader. And I got a lot of this teaching from Miles Monroe. You can read a lot about Miles Monroe and John Maxwell. You get a lot of these truths from. By the way, I was listening to somebody. You know what he said? You know, when it comes to purpose, according to Amazon, there are 157,000 books just on purpose. I was shocked. Over 150,000 books just on purpose and finding your purpose and all of that. You don't have to read all of it. Just believe. So whatever you are doing, and do it very well. Nathaniel, whatever you are doing, if you are studying, study for Christ. So you don't feel like studying, but for Christ's sake, I will sit here and learn. That is studying. Whatever you do, do it for Christ. So that is enough. As your life unrolls, God will tell you different things. So you shouldn't worry so much and read 157,000 books. When I heard it, I was shaking. I said, hey! Lord have mercy. We can't read all those books. So, the how. The most important thing for you and I to understand about the how is understand principles. Say principles. Principles are superior to facts. Do you know facts always changes? Have you heard all today? Don't eat butter. Next year, eat butter. Don't eat the egg yolk. Next year, eat the egg yolk. The facts are just what? Changing all the time. Principles are eternal laws. They don't change. They are natural laws. They don't change. Live your life by principles. Are you here? A principle is a law of nature that explains how something works or why something happens. That is too much. Don't be too confused. Just put what I put there. Or they'll be looking at it and not hearing me. It is a law. Okay? So this is a law. Watch me. What law is this?
Gravity.
Gravity is a law. If you go to the North Pole, it works. South Pole, it works. Sahara Desert, what? It works. It's a law. It's a principle. Facts change all the time. So bear that in mind. So principles are superior. So the principles we will learn about leadership and being a missionary, they are eternal truths. That works where? Anywhere. There are certain facts that will work less in the UK and it will not work, let's say, in Nigeria. By the way, who are the Nigerians here? You know, when it comes to the diaspora, people who have traveled all over the world from different parts, Nigerians are the most predominant anywhere. Overall, including if you go to, I'm talking about achievement-wise, not even population-wise. If you go to America, you find out the top people of all the diasporans are the Nigerians. Even here. The sad thing is that they can't take it back to Nigeria. It's more chaos than anywhere in the world. It doesn't work. So you, the Nigerians, train your children to go back home and change the world. You say, take my child to that place where the armed robbers are. You see, that is not purpose. You just let them go there. Let them bring change. That's how you have to raise them. Because Nigerians achieve a lot. I'm telling you, go read about them. Outside, inside, I don't know what happens. Whether there's a demon sitting there that just controls the whole mind, I don't know. It means that Nigerians can change their own country. Massively, yes. They've got what it takes. But whether they are willing to sacrifice their comfortable big houses and nice big cars and go and change is a different matter. Okay. A principle is a law that affects function. It affects the way we do things. They are laws that govern us, governs the universe. By the way, for instance, there are principles of marriage. If you want a happy marriage, there are principles. Are we here? Husbands and wife. Everybody will say they want a happy home, but they are operating by facts and not principles. And therefore, they don't have happy homes. Are you here? In the same way, if you are going to be missional and successful, the principles must be lived by. God did not give us principles just for fun. They must govern our lives. And principles work for anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place. It is no respecter of persons. It doesn't respect persons. If you honor God, God will honor you. If you humble yourself, God will live. These are eternal word, principles. So we are going to learn quite a few things. And principles give you the power to know what to do in every situation. Amen. How many of you get upset so easily? You get angry easily. Hello? Why are you laughing at? You know, anger is a dangerous thing. One of the things I'll talk about maybe next week, because it's far down, is being temperate. If you're going to be a leader, you have to be temperate. You know what temperate is? Temperance. Self-controlled. Don't easily get angry. You know why? Because if you easily get angry and you exercise a lot of anger, it will destroy you. It's an eternal word, principle. I'll give you a classic example. Moses. How many of you know Moses? One of the greatest leaders that has worked. He spoke to God face to face. He didn't hear dreams and visions. So God spoke to him face to face. He was so humble that people accused him. He would just keep quiet and God will sort them out. That's how Moses was. But one day God told Moses, Moses, the people say they want water. Speak to the rock. And Moses got what? Angry. You know, people can make you get angry, you know that. We, the pastor, we get it all the time. If I become a pastor, People will frustrate you. People will insult you. People do all kinds of things against you. If you cannot control yourself, you don't have temperance, you will be cursing people. I was showing Kwabena a pastor who was cursing people. I couldn't believe it. A pastor. Because he became like, he could not control what? Himself. So Moses struck the rock. Bang! God said, why did you do that? I told you to speak. But the people provoked him to do it. Do you know that people can provoke you to miss your destiny? Hello? Oh, are you here? People can stir you up, do things, and then you will react, and then you will suffer for it. Not the person who stirred you up, you know that. Your wife can stir you up. Husbands, are you here? Luigi, are you here? Your wife can, Leslie can stir you up. And if you don't have temperance, you react a certain way, then chaos. All your prayers not answered. You wonder why? Because Satan wanted to hinder your prayer, but he knows he will use your wife to stir you up. If you don't have self-control, say, no, I love her. I love her more than this anger thing. I set it up. Yes. If you're going to be a leader, you need a lot of temperance. The ability not to get angry. Calm. Bite your tongue. Don't speak. Because when you speak, you will say things that you will come to what? Regret. Look, Satan, he has the ability. No, Satan does not come with red horns. He has the ability to stir things up. Then you don't know that the Satan is what? Behind it. It looks normal. Then he will get you and I. So we're going to learn about all these principles. About leadership. To be a missionary. To be what? What it takes. My time is almost up. God is the source of all true principles. Listen to me. God is the source of what? All divine and natural principles. Do you know that God of the Spirit is also God of nature? How many of you know God created the mountains, the heavens, the earth, every physical thing? So the laws of life, for instance, if you want to reap, let's say you are a farmer, you need to sow. You cannot be praying, then you reap. So God has made the law of sowing and what? Reaping. It's the same God who is the God of the Spirit. So listen to me. God is the source of all true principles. Therefore, if you declare independence from the principles of God, you'll be doomed. Listen to me. I'll say that again. God is the guardian and the initiator of all principles. Therefore, if I declare independence from God, I say, God, this principle, it doesn't sit well with me. Therefore, I will do what I want. I declare my independence. You remember Adam and Eve did that. They declare independence from God. They say, God, Satan managed to tell them that, you see what God wants you to do. God is a bad God. He doesn't want you to be happy. What I don't understand is that God told them, Kareem, listen, God said, you can eat what? Every tree. Just don't eat only one. Is that a bad person? Is that a bad person? You see, Satan did not reveal the abundance nature. He said, God said, eat every, you have every, eat it. Just please, don't touch this one. Not yet. And then Satan managed to tell them, convince them. That is why you must not have sex before marriage. God says you wait till you are married. Katrin, you are not looking. You keep yourself till you are married before you have sex. You can enjoy everything, friendship, but don't do it. Then Satan will come. God is withholding something nice from you. God doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to enjoy. You know, Satan, and then your body also feels, I think this will be nice. And then they ate it. They declared independence from God. And we are all suffering because of what they did. So, I think I'm ending. We'll be praying soon. What I'm saying is this. Don't declare independence from the principles of God. Because if you do, you will suffer for it. If Moses suffered for it, how much more you and I? Moses, a person who talks to God face to face and enjoys God. God disciplined me and you. Who even don't have that level and degree of friendship with God. It means that, please, God does not give his principles for joke. Amen? You're going to learn that if you're going to be a missionary leader, you must have a happy home. You must have a good home. Hallelujah. You must have a good marriage, a good family home. Yes. Or it will disturb your destiny. Amen. I'm not talking about the ones that are beyond your control, because there are certain ones you can't do anything about it because the person, something is wrong with them, you know. But under normal circumstances, for me to excel, well, I need to have a happy home. I cannot be finishing church. Oh, I don't want to go home. My wife is going to stress me out again. Can you imagine that? You think I can be an effective minister? I'll be pretending and doing all kinds of shenanigans. But if I'm going, I'm happy. My wife is happy. My children are happy. Why wouldn't I go home? And God will bless me. So we're going to learn about all of those principles, controls every. In fact, you discover that even unbelievers who operate by principles are quite successful in life. And they don't pray. Oh, are we here? Unbelievers operate, only they will go to hell when they die after all of that. God, principles that God have said, they are eternal. It is not based for only Christians. Amen. So the Bible says, the diligent hand shall what? Rule. Nathaniel, you must love hard work. Hard work will never kill you. It will make you great amongst your brethren. Work hard. When they say they won't, you go and do it. When it's their turn to, they say, won't you do it? You will see who will become the leader and the great one. You must never shun hard work. We are going to learn those principles. Faithfulness, devotion, the principle of hospitality, liking people, the principle of having good reputation. As not in church. In church, you know we can all pretend. I even can. You know, if you really want to know me, you should ask my wife and children secretly. Pastor John is always screaming and doing, I see at home. He's a Rottweiler. Is he? That means that, well, I'm disqualified. Oh, yes. Disqualified. You are nice here. But when we ask you, one of the things we are going to learn is accountability. As we're able to take the phone, if Harold says accountable to me, as we're able to take the phone anytime and call Nicola, how is he doing? Is he treating you right? Even as the children, how is what? If I can't do that, then it's not accountable, you will fail. You should be able to pick the phone and call my wife, ask my children. Yes. These are all things that we are going to be learning over the time. Shall we stand?